his skin. Back in 96, I remember the night of Brian's wake. 11 hours drinking lager, you and me and Chris, Brian's son. They live next door to us, the family who always shouted and let their dog shit in our garden. Chris was pretty fucked up that night. Brian had hung himself from the stair rafters, and it wasn't Chris's fault, but he thought it was. He thought it was all because of the court case. He drove his dad to it, and you and him were friends from way back. You were bad children, always riding around the estate on stolen bikes, beating other kids up. You were boys whose mothers loved them too much. But the night of Brian's wake, we were all back at Harold Hick Court in Simon's flat, Simon with the tiny pin pupils. We listened to What's the Story Morning Glory, all of us stinking from daytime drinking, and you and Chris were being boisterous, teasing each other. I went for a piss in the dirty bathroom, and when I came back, you and him were fighting on the carpet. The two of you smashing punches into each other, and as always, Chris took it too far and broke a bottle, stabbing the raw green glass into your hand, which sprayed red all over your white jeans. You were yelling at him, and the rest of the lads had to pin Chris down. He said he was going to fucking kill you. I pulled you towards the sink and pushed your messy hand under the tap, shouting for sellotape and binding your hand with it, cutting the pulsing blood off. You said thank you and gave me a small peck on the side of my face. Then a few of the lads got out small sealy bags and started smoking brown powder off tin foil, like an origami bird, all silvery and bright in the dark, doomy flat. And you smoked some of it